The movie parade.
Here we are, your favorites on the cinema screen. Here we are, each hero you've seen, each Hollywood queen. To 100 million people in this nation, we extend this invitation. You are all invited to join our Hollywood party anywhere you are. Join us while we work and play, okay, America, here we are.
This station brings to you the Movie Parade, featuring outstanding stars of the stage, screen, and radio. In this broadcast, you will hear scenes and musical numbers from Paramount's unique comedy romance, Girl Without a Room, in which the following cast has been assembled. Charles Farrell, Charlie Ruggles, Marguerite Churchill, Gregory Ratoff, Roger Wolfe, Grace Bradley, and numerous others, including the Paramount Recording Orchestra under the direction of Nathaniel Finston. In the story of Girl Without a Room, Charles Farrell, a young Tennessee mountaineer, struggles to master the art of painting and is rewarded by winning the first prize in an important exhibit for which he receives a scholarship and a free trip to Paris. As the scene opens, Farrell is reading a letter he has just received.
Mr. Thomas Duncan, care of H.L. Scatterby. RFD 465, Sunville, Tennessee. Dear sir, it's with pleasure the eminent board of the Hotchkiss Foundation sees fit to award first prize to your painting entitled The Thorn as the finest achievement since September morn. The first award provides that arrangements shall be made for a scholarship abroad and with all expenses paid. Please accept our heartiest congratulations and the golden medal of this great foundation. Call at the above address. See our Mr. Harris. He will make arrangements for your trip to Paris.
Paris, King Turkey?
No, Paris, France.
Farrell, in the role of the young artist, is now speeding toward the city of his dreams. Fast as the great train speeds across the country to New York, and the mighty steamer traverses the ocean, his thoughts travel still faster to the glamorous city where he feels new triumphs awaiting. And now, lo, he is in the art center of the world, Paris. Our young hero meets various Parisian street characters and tries out his book-taught French on them, but he can't make himself understood. When he learns that the Frenchmen speak English as well as he does, Farrell tosses his dictionary into the gutter.
Pardonnez-moi, monsieur. Où est le hotel, Bon Marché? Something cheap, comprenez?
I'd like so much to help you, sir. For my native tongue, you wretch, you'd be much better off with English, sir, for you speak such lousy French. Now, in Paris, every tourist has his proper part.
You're mistaken. I'm no tourist. I'm here to study art.
Art? Another one of those people. Well, Mr. Michelangelo, there's only one place you should go. The House of Cloak d'Or for the artist class. The Street of Three Angels in the Montparnasse. Take a turn to the left and a turn to the right. Then over the bridge, monsieur.
To the left, to the right, and over the bridge?
That's right.
Thank you.
Bonjour.
As he follows directions to the squalid art center, which is to be his home, Farrell hears, through the medley of street noises with organ grinder accompaniment, the strains of the popular rooftop serenade.
You can always live inside.
scene now changes to the attic studio of Walter Wolf, a disillusioned American artist, and lovely Marguerite Churchill, an artist model. Wolf is seated at the piano improvising. The theme takes form as Marguerite, seated on the day bed, blows smoke rings toward the ceiling.
You alone can bring me out of happiness. You alone can thrill me with your sweet caress. You and only you can keep the flame of love aglow in my heart. Every memory will live anew, I know, if we ever part. You alone can make my every dream come true. Only you can claim me for your own. Take my heart, it is love's altar. Take my love, will never
interrupting bell was rung by Farrell, who has sought the artist colony in search of lodgings. He is admitted by Marguerite. As Wolf is half hidden from his view, Farrell is frightfully embarrassed at being received by a half-dressed artist model.
Well?
Bell, I rang it, honest.
It's all right, old man. Come in.
Oh, we never pay any attention to bells. It's that kind of a house.
How all does a man go about to find a room?
Oh, well, the general's out right now.
The who?
American.
Tennessee.
You're telling us. Come on, Tennessee.
But all I wanted was a room.
Farrell shortly finds himself whirled into the hot-jawed, devil-may-care, topsy-turvydom of the Left Bank, the stronghold of the ultra-modernistic Bohemia, at an art exhibition attended by Charlie Ruggles and Grace Bradley. Farrell's painting, The Thorn, which won his scholarship for him, is shown to the artists of the Left Bank. He is amazed at hearing them denounce and ridicule his work. Ruggles has painted a meaningless daub he calls The Whistle, which he proudly shows to Farrell as a specimen of real art, the ultra-modernistic.
And that, my friend, is art.
That, my friend, is baloney.
Oh, it is. Why do you call this The Thorn? Where is the thorn?
In her foot.
Well, then why paint all that? Why not paint the thorn alone? Or better still, why not paint how her foot feels? Give it soul, give it life. Listen, my friend. There was a time the artist Flair was painting ladies who were there and sundry bits of landscape and topography. Madonnas prim and maidens prude and little cherubs in the nude. That wasn't art, my boy. That was photography. Now, while these modern works may sound quite Greek to you, they've soul, they've life. For the darn things almost speak to you. Stop. Look. Listen. You hear that? Now, the whistle has a blow. Paint the blow and not the whistle. Let the critics rave and bristle, but the soul of the whistle is in the blow.
We know the soul of the whistle's in the blow.
Now, the cock has a crow. Paint the crow and not the cock. Let the critics rave and rock, but the soul of the cock is in the crow.
We know the soul of the cock is in the crow.
If you should paint the barnyard pig, you can't leave out the oink. So when you paint the raspberry, you've got to paint the... The trumpet has a toot. Paint the toot and not the trumpet. Let the critics hiss and hoot. But the soul of the trumpet's in the toot.
We know the soul of the trumpet's in the toot.
Now a bee has a buzz. Paint the buzz and not the bee.
You must paint the buzz because...
bell, has a ring, bend the ring and not the bell.
You were sheltered on the game, but the soul of the bell is in the ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Now we've told you in a nutshell all the things that you must do.
And if you follow their advice, and you'll be screwy too.
The whistle and the rooster and the ring and the rabbit and the trumpet and the bee and the bell and the ding dong whistle.
Listen to rooster.
Rooster.
Da da da.
Trumpet. Bee.
Clang.
Bee.
Ow.
Rabbit.
Quack, quack, quack.
No.
Later, in his bedroom, Farrell compares Ruggles' picture of a whistle with his painting, The Thorn. Half convinced that the ultra-modernists are right in their conception of true art, he sadly turns the face of his canvas to the wall. Marjorie Churchill comes into the room and tells him that Wolfe and Ruggles have passed out and are asleep in her bed.
What are we going to do?
Passed out, cold.
Well, you sleep in here and I'll sort of climb in with them.
They'd murder you in your sleep.
I know. You sleep in Mr. Copeland's studio.
Four Russians had that idea ahead of me. What's the matter with the daybed?
That? Oh, that's just a plain old daybed.
Well, couldn't I use it?
You mean with me in the same room?
I'd be safe, wouldn't I?
Oh, yes, but... Gee, well...
Well?
Well, sure, I guess so, but it seems kind of funny.
May I have a blanket?
Oh, sure.
And, if you don't mind, nice of you to take care of me like this.
Guess it's all a man can do when a lady's in trouble.
Well, would you mind blowing out the candle so I can get in bed?
Oh, sure. Well, good night, then.
Night, Timothy.
Good night. Gee, I wonder what the folks back home would think if they could see me now.
Well, there we are in Paris, living in sin.
You have just heard scenes and musical numbers from Girl Without a Room. Featured in this gay romantic comedy are Charles Farrell, Charlie Ruggles, Marguerite Churchill, Gregory Ratoff, Walter Wolf, and Grace Bradley. This broadcast was produced in Hollywood by special arrangement with Paramount Pictures. Next week in the movie parade, further scenes and new songs will be broadcast from this station. Be sure to tune in.